弟兄姐妹、朋友们，主里平安。
Peace in Christ, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天我们来到罗马书第十章。
So today we're going to take a look at chapter 10 of the book of Romans.
已经好长一段时间，一个月左右啊，没有在大家当中了啊。
It's been almost a month that I haven't been among you to preach.
那今年是比较难得的，我来美国。不是第一次回马来西亚，但是是第一次回去过年。
So this is kind of a special year for me. Not that I went back to Malaysia for the first time after I came to the United States, but the first time that I went back to Malaysia during the Spring Festival season, the Chinese New Year.
也是这一次我回去的时候，感触比较深。
And I also have a lot of thoughts in my heart for this time.
因为呢，是我从小在那里长大的地方。
Because that was the country that I grew up in.
从小在那里我长大的这个教会。
The church that I grew up in.
这一次回去的时候我就发现有一些不妥当的地方。
I realized there's something that's probably inappropriate.
但是我又忍不住。
But I couldn't help.
所以我写了一个 email 跟其中一个牧师讲。
So I wrote an email and then telling my thoughts to one of the pastors.
我又找了另外一个牧师出来吃饭。
And I also invited another pastor out for a meal.
但是我以前并不晓得我自己也就在这样子一个环境长大。
But when I was there, I didn't realize that I was actually growing up in that environment.
是什么呢？
What is that?
就是很多活动。
There were a lot of activities.
很多的这个计划。
A lot of planning.
想说怎么用一个聚会，怎么样用一个气氛来帮助大家来成长。
And to use these events, to use the emotions to help people grow.
帮助信仰上，帮助大家能够成长。
To help them spiritually, to help them spiritually grow.
但是神的话却是不多。
However, the word of God is kind of scarce.
当有机会能够讲神的话的时候，却主要还是讲人的这个观念。
Even though they probably have some opportunity to speak the word of God, they still talk about the opinions of man.
为什么
Why?
怎么知道
How do we know the word of God?
因为要讲的东西跟经文不完全符合。
Because what they say, what they preach is actually inconsistent with the scripture.
那我们这样子的过一个信仰的生活的时候，我们基本上在过一个我们自己觉得好的，而不是根据神的话。
So when people were living out their religious life, they were just living out whatever is according to their will and not according to what God wills.
有一个事情我很佩服他们的，是我从来都不敢做的。
Something that I really admire, which I dare not.
就是他们几乎一年到底到尾都是向会众筹钱。
Is that from beginning of the year to the end of the year, they're asking for donation from their congregation.
我不是说要钱是一件不好的事。
I'm not saying that asking for donation is not a good thing.
我让我惊讶的是在那里大部分的人并不一定是有钱的，但是他们都愿意奉献。
What surprises me is that the congregation, not every one of them were rich, but they were more than willing to offer to donate.
我今天不是跟大家讲钱的问题。
Okay, this is not my point today.
我也不是从这个教会那里知道说教会缺钱。
And I'm not really hearing anything from the church that the church is in need of money.
我要讲的是他们都很有热心。
But I want to say that they are very zealous.
他们的热心有一些是我们这里所不能比的。
Their zeal is not comparable here.
今天我们来看第十章的时候，就特别在罗马书第十章的第二节。
So when we are taking a look at the book of the chapter 10 of the book of Romans, well, we can take a look at verse 2.
第二到第三节
Verse 2 and 3.
他就在那里说，我可以证明他们以色列向神有热心，但不是按着真知识。
Verse 2 and For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
因为不知道神的义，就想立自己的义，就不服神的义。
For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness.
啊，这里讲到有一批的信徒，以色列人。
But Paul was talking about a group of believers, the Israelites.
他们有热心啊。
They were zealous for God.
但是他们的热心不是按着真知识。
But their zeal is not according to the true knowledge.
你注意哈，他说不是按着真知识，就是不按着完全按着神所启示的话而去过他们的信仰生活。
What Paul has been saying here, not according to knowledge, is not according to the revelation of God, how to live out their faith life.
第三节说他们不知道神的义，就要立自己的义。
And verse 3 continues, for being ignorant of the righteousness of God, they seek to establish their own.
他们不清楚神的标准，他们是按着自己的标准。
They're not clear about the standards of God, and they're trying to live it out according to their own standards.
他们有热心，那他们的热心呢，是按着自己的标准。
They have zeal, however, their zeal is according to their knowledge.
不但是这样子。
And not only so.
他们还不服神的意。
And they do not submit to God's righteousness.
他们有热心啊，但是他们要立自己的义。当他们一旦知道了神的义的时候，他们还不服。
They have the zeal, but they seek to establish their own righteousness. And as soon as they understand what the righteousness according to God is, they still chose not to submit to God's righteousness.
我希望我们今天在这里，我们的信仰。那也是按着神的话。
My sincere hope is that our belief, our faith is according to the word of God.
不是按过去我们听到什么。
Not according to what we have heard in the past.
也不是按我们认为什么。
And not according to what we think in our mind.
今天呢，我要跟大家讲一个最根本的一个题目。
So I'm going to deliver to you a very fundamental message.
我中文字打错了，求告主名。
So there's a typo in the Chinese. It should read, calling on the name of the Lord, 求告主名, instead of 求告主名。
这个打的时候看不清楚，站了比较远的时候就看得很清楚。
So when I was typing, I couldn't really see it clearly up close. However, like looking far, from afar, I can see it now.
什么叫求告主名?
What is calling upon the name of the Lord?
换句话，什么叫信耶稣
？What is, in other words, what is believe in Jesus?
Slide. 这几个问题是要大家清楚的。
So several questions that I want to bring clarity to you.
所以今天的信息是要解决一个问题。
So we are going to solve one issue.
什么叫信耶稣
？What is believing in Jesus?
求告主名，圣经说求告主名的就必得救。
So the scripture said, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
是不是开口祷告说话按着念这个祷告词就得救。
Are we saved by just open our mouths and start praying and read the prayers?
有些人会这么说。我是得救的，因为我曾经做过祷告。
So some people may claim that I have already been saved because I've prayed the prayers.
我也受过洗。
And I have been baptized.
因为我做过祷告。
Because I have prayed.
我就是得救的。
And that's why I have been saved.
有时候我们也会问人家，你有没有做过这个祷告
？And sometimes we even ask people like, "Hey, have you prayed the prayer?"
他做过这个祷告，他是得救的。
So he has already prayed to.Accepted Jesus, so he has been saved.
是不是开口祷告，念了一些我们该念的字，就得救
？Are we saved by simply praying the sinner's prayer and reading certain sentences?
第二
，Second，
是不是只先接受耶稣为救主，但是不一定要认为耶稣是我生命的主，就能得救？
The second is that can we invite Jesus as Savior, but not the Lord of my life, and be saved?
有人说， 这个我愿耶稣来救我，脱离我的罪。
So some people say that, I'm willing to invite Jesus to save myself from sin.
但是我还不能让他做我生命的主。
However, I'm not ready yet to accept him as my Lord of my life.
不是说我有挣扎，是我不愿意。
It's not to say that I have the struggle, it's just because I am not willing.
我从内心里头根本就不愿意让他做我生命的主。
From my heart, I'm not willing to have him as the Lord of my life.
我只承认他是我的救主。
I only acknowledge him as my savior.
这是不是得救？
Is he saved?
是不是？
Is he saved?
啊，如果你们这个有参与一些神学的讨论的话，这个是很大的一个题目要讨论的。
So if you have partaken in any of theological discussions, this is actually a big topic.
那第三部分啊，就是是不是接受了以耶稣做生命的主，就必须要完全圣洁之后才能得救。
The third is that after accepting Christ, do we have to be perfect and completely holy to be saved?
换句话，什么叫得救？
So in other words, the question can be said, what is being saved?
所以今天要跟大家思考求告主名是什么意思。
So today we're going to consider together what is the meaning of call upon the name of the Lord.
罗马书在这里引用了旧约的一句话，说求告主名的就必得救。
So the book of Romans actually referenced one verse from the Old Testament saying, whoever call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
他又说，你若心里认耶稣为主，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
And he also says that if you acknowledge Jesus as your Savior, and believe that God raised from the dead, you will be saved.
什么叫得救？
So what is being saved?
我们来思考这个求告主名这一个名这一句话。
So let's consider the sentence, the verse,call on the name of the Lord.
我们首先要从旧约里头来看。
So we're going to start from the Old Testament.
然后我们再回到罗马书。
And then going back to the book of Romans.
所以我们会有好几段的经文，大家一起来思考。
So we're going to meet big chunks of scripture.
在旧约里面有两种情况，人会求告主名。
So there are two circumstances in the Old Testament that people call upon the name of the Lord.
一个是在急难中求告主的名。
One is that they are in severe danger and then they call on the name of the Lord.
诗篇116篇3到4节，我们一起来念。
So let's read together Psalm 116, verse 3 to 4.
死亡的时候。那这段经文讲到说，诗人他在死亡边缘当中，那个时候第四节说，我就求告耶和华的名。
So here the psalmist was at the verge of death, and at that point in verse 4 he says, then I call on the name of the Lord.
你注意哈，他在这里当诗人在这个死亡的边缘的时候，他不是只是求告神啊，他是求告耶和华的名。
So remember that when you see this, and then the psalmist was at the verge of death, he's not just calling on the Lord, but he's calling on the name of the Lord.
就好像假设丽秀姐妹有一个名字叫干妈。
Sister 丽秀 has a name, 干妈。
我有需要的时候我就求丽秀姐妹帮忙。
So when I was in need, I probably will call and ask Sister Li Chou for help.
我跟她说，星期四我没有办法带长辈查经，请你过来帮忙。
That was like, okay, like Thursday, I'm not able to take care of the elderly group, for their Bible study. Could you, are you able to come over and help?
这个叫求，这个丽秀姐妹啊。
So this is like asking or pleading. Sister Li Chou.
那如果我说我要求干妈的名啊，是什么意思？
However, if I call the name of 干妈,
也就是说，你是我的干妈，我现在需要救的时候，你不得不救，因为你是我的某某人啊。
Because you're my godmother, you're my grandma, and then you have to, please, we have this relationship, you do have to save me.
所以他在这里在死亡边缘的时候，他便求告耶和华的名。
So the psalmist at the verge of death, he was calling upon the name of the Lord.
他不是只是求神来救他，他乃是抓住神的名说，你是这样的一位神，请你来救我。
He's not only just asking God, pleading to God for him to save him, but he's calling upon, he's grasping upon, grasping on the name of the Lord and asking him desperately.
请问神的名是什么?
So what is the name of the Lord?
我们再来看下一节。
So let's continue to the next verse.
在这个耶利米哀歌第三章五十四到五十五节。
In Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 54 to 55.
我们来念英文的。
So I read in English, the water closed over my head. I said, I'm lost. I called on your name, O Lord, from the depths of a pit.
第三章五十四节讲到说，重水流过我的头，我的命断绝了。就在这个时候，耶和华，我在深牢中求告你的名，因为你的名的缘故，求你救我。
Because of your name, I'm asking you for your salvation.
这名是什么?
What is your name?
神的名是什么?
What is the name of the Lord?
我们再来看不但是在极难中求告主的名，还在什么时候求告主的名？在敬拜中求告主的名。
Not only to call on the name of the Lord for deliverance in grave danger, but also to call the name of the Lord in worship.
在西方雅书第三章八到九。
So in the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 8 to 9.
圣经里面有一卷书，我们几乎从来没有翻过的，叫西方雅书啊。
There is a book in the Bible we probably will skip over every single time that we read the Bible, and this name is Zephaniah.
第三章八到九。
So, chapter 3, verse 8 to 9.
耶和华说，你们要等候我，直到我兴起掳掠的日子。
Therefore,
我的愤怒如火，必烧灭全地。我中间跳了啊。那时我必使万民用清洁的言语好求告我耶和华的名，同心合意的侍奉我。
Therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up to cease the prey, for in the fire of my jealousy, all the earth shall be consumed. For at that time, I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech, that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord.
第九节他说，万民到时候必求告我耶和华的名，同心合意的侍奉我。
So in verse 9, it is that at that time, all of the peoples, they will call upon the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord.
到时候人在敬拜当中要求告耶和华的名。
So in worship at that time, they're going to call upon the name of the Lord.
诗篇105篇第一节，我们一起来念。
Psalm 105, verse 1, let's read together.
你们要求告他的。他在这里讲到说，你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名。
So the psalmist says here, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name.
所以总结我帮你们总结一下，求告主名，主的名的意思就是，至少有一个最主要的意思，就是他是独一的神。
So just as a summary that I summarize on your behalf, to call upon the name of the Lord because he is the God, the only God.
在极难当中的时候，百姓们求告主的名，就承认主是独一的神，求神来拯救他。
So when in grave danger, the peoples are going to call upon the name of the Lord, which is to acknowledge him as the only God and to ask him for salvation.
在敬拜的时候 我们在敬拜当中，我们向着神说，你是独一的神，唯有你配得敬拜。
And in worship, we call upon the name of the Lord, acknowledging Him that He is the only God who is worthy of our praise and worship.
再简短一点，求告主名，就是向神呼求，以神为我的神。
So in short, to call upon the name of the Lord is to cry out to Him and acknowledge Him as my God.
我们认识到唯有他是主。
And we know that He, only He is God.
在敬拜当中，我们承认他是我们生命掌权的主。
And in our worship, we acknowledge Him as the Lord of our life.
求告主名，是承认他是独一的神，我们以神为神。在极难中，我们认识到唯有他是主，他是我们生命的主。
So to call on the name of the Lord is to know that He is the only God. He is our God. And in grave danger, we call on Him for salvation.
所以来到约珥书二章三十二节，我们来念这段经文。
So in Joel chapter 2 verse 22, let's read together.
我们来念英文的哈。
So let's read actually in English.
And it shall pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord
shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be those who escape. As the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls.
他这里说到那个时候呢，耶路撒冷当中啊，那些遭难的人，凡求告耶和华名的，凡求告主名的，就必得救。
So the verse said, in Jerusalem, there will be those who escape, and whenever they call, the survivors will be saved.
在那之前，约珥书第二章二十六到二十七节怎么说？
And before that, in Joel chapter 2, verse 26 and 27 says,
他说，你们必多吃而得饱足，就赞美为你们行奇妙事的耶和华你们神的名。我的百姓必永远不知羞愧，你们必知道我在以色列中间，又知道我是耶和华你们的神，在我以外并无别神。我的百姓必永远不知羞愧。
You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame.
求告主名，就是说主你是我的神。
To call on the name of the Lord is to acknowledge that you are my God.
在你以外别无别神。
And there is none beside you.
如此求告主名的，必不知羞愧。
And to call upon the name of a God like this will never be put to shame.
我们来到，还没有到报告。
Not yet welcome.
我们打开罗马书第一章。
So let's turn our Bible to chapter 1 of the Epistle of Romans.
罗马书第一章二十一到二十五节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 21 to 25.
打开你们的圣经啊。
Open your Bible, please.
罗马书第一章二十一到二十五。
Romans chapter 1, verse 21 to 25.
我们在这里歇几秒钟啊，我们用了那么多经文，大家没有糊涂了。
So let's take a pause for several seconds. We've covered so many verses. Are you confused?
跟得上吗？
Can you still catch up? Are you still with us?
醒来了没？
Are you awake? Are you awoke?
我们在讲什么叫得救。
So we're talking about what does it mean to be saved?
这很重要。
This is very important.
因为很多在我们中间的人就觉得说我做过祷告，我就得救了。
Because many people among us, we would claim that we have prayed the prayer, we have prayed the sinner's prayer.
我来做礼拜，我就得救了。
I have come here to worship every Sunday, and that's why I'm saved.
但圣经说呼求主名啊，什么叫呼求主名
？But the Bible says you have to call on the name of the Lord, and what does it mean to call upon the name of the Lord.
我们今天谈到呼求主名，就是要承认他是我们的神，
So today,
唯一的主。
So today we say that we are calling upon the name of the Lord is to acknowledge that He is our God and He is our only God.
在他以外没有别神。
And there is none God aside from Him.
我们来到罗马书第一章21-25，我们一起来念。
So let's go to chapter 1 of Romans, verse 21 to 25. Let's read together.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当着神荣耀他，也不感谢他。他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。所以神任凭他们撑着心里的情欲，行污秽的事，以致玷污自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚幻，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬拜那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿们。在这里讲到说，当保罗在罗马书那边开始要讲救恩的时候，他讲到罪，罪的根本的一个问题是什么？
So before actually Paul going into the topic of salvation, he discussed in detail about the problem of sin. What is the fundamental issue of sin?
最根本的问题是什么？
What is the fundamental problem of sin?
最根本的问题不是你做错事情。
This is not to say that you do something wrong.
你犯了不该做的事情。
Or you do something that you are not supposed to do.
这不是最根本的一个问题。
This is not the fundamental issue of sin.
最根本的一个问题就是不把神当神来看。
The fundamental issue of sin is to not regard God as God.
在罗马书里面讲了很多次，我们不服神。
So many a time Paul says here in the book of Romans, we do not submit ourselves before the Lord.
我们人喜欢做我们自己认为对的事。
We want to do things that we think are correct.
每一次来到神的话语面前的时候，我们并不能完全的服。
And every time we come before the word of God, we are not able to submit to him.
这就是人最根本的一个问题。
And this is our fundamental issue, our problem.
所以当我们来到第十章说我们要口里承认耶稣基督为主，我们要认罪的时候，我们认什么罪？
So when we are going to chapter 10, Paul says that we have to come before him and acknowledge with our mouths that Jesus is the Lord.What are we going to acknowledge?
我们很多常常会认的罪就是神啊，我心里面还是不能饶恕这个人。
Many a time we confess, Lord, I just cannot in my heart to forgive that person.
我说了不该说的话。
I say things that I should not say.
我打了人。
I strike people.
我欺骗了人。
I deceive people.
这些认罪的这个东西都是表面的问题。
These confessions are very superficial.
真正罗马书讲的人罪的根本的问题是人不把神当神。
However, down deep there, Romans was talking about the fundamental issue of man, which is not acknowledging God as God.
21节说不当着神荣耀他。
And verse 21, it says, for they did not honor him as God.
22节说自称为聪明，就认为自己想的比神的话还更有智慧。
And 22, it's saying that claiming to be wise, they became fools.
我让你们了解一件事情，每一次当我们告诉神说我不能够把我一生交给你的时候，我们是认为我来管我自己的一生，比神来管我的一生来得更好。
So something that I want to share with you, if you are not allowing God every time that you say to God, I'm not going to let you to control my entire life, this is to actually say in your heart, you can govern your own life better than God does.
这就是一个自以为聪明的人所做的事。
And this is someone who think,himself as being wise would actually do.
他为什么自以为聪明呢？
Why does he think that he is wise?
因为他不把神当神来荣耀他。
Because he does not honor God as God.
23节，大家继续。
他把不能朽坏神的荣耀变为偶像。And he exchanged the glory of immortal God for images.
仿佛被朽坏的人、飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
Resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things.
意思就是说神应该是神，但是我们把这个神的位置套在人的身上，套在其他的地方身上，我们就认为说靠着我们把自己当神了，所以我们说靠着自己，或者我靠某一个人，或者我靠某一样东西。
Which is to say that God should have been God, but we project him on things that are surrounding us, like men or idols or creeping things, and not acknowledging him as God. But we became God, we became our God, or we make God into something else.
所以神任凭他们趁着心里的情欲行污秽的事，彼此玷污。
So that's why God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity and dishonoring of your bodies among themselves.
25节，他们把神的真实变为虚幻，去侍奉敬拜受造之物，不敬拜那造物的主。
And in verse 25, and they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator.
我们当中有些人是把钱看为至上。
So some of us regard money as the highest.
有钱，什么都行。
And having money is the best of all.
钱要比神来得更重要。
And that money is more important than God.
我们就不把神该得的荣耀归给神。
And we're not honoring God according to his position as God.
我们把金钱捧到神的地位。
And we exalt money to the status of God.
那有些人会把孩子捧到像是神的地位那样子，孩子说什么，孩子需要什么，我们都去敬奉他。
Some people will exalt their children to the position of God, and whatever the kids say or they want, we're going to offer.
但是在二十五节，保罗说：“主乃是可称颂的，只有一位是可称颂的，就是我们的主。”
However, in verse 25, Paul says, "Blessed forever be the name of the Lord, and He is the only one who is worthy of praise."
我们翻到第六章。
So let's turn to chapter 6.
第六章十六节。
Verse 16.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
岂不知你们先生顺就是就做事，做罪的奴仆，以至于死，做顺命的一直死。十九节，来，我因你们肉体的软弱，就照着人的常话对你们说，你们从前将肢体献给不法，那奴仆这一个字呢，很多人就挺反感的。
So some people have like intrinsic repulsion to the word of slave.
但是你要这样子去想啊，他在这里说，曾经我们把自己的身体，就是肢体，献给，要不然就是不洁不法的做奴仆，要不然就是献给义做奴仆。
But think about this. We have actually presented ourselves as slaves to either sin or that leads to death or obedience that leads to righteousness.
在罗马书里面讲得更清楚的，我们就会知道说，所谓给义做奴仆的就是给神。
So to put it even clearer in the book of Romans, to become a slave for the righteousness is become a believer of God.
什么叫以神为神？
What is to honor God as God?
具体就是说，我们这个手脚身体，我们每一天是为了什么而活的？
Which is to say, what are we living for? Our body, our hands, our feet, what are we living for?
我们手跟脚每天努力奔跑的，每天努力在做的，我们是为了什么而去做的？
the hands that we use every day in our toils, and then the feet that we run every day on.
只有两个可能。
There are only two possibilities.
一个是给神。
One is that we live for God.
就是给义做奴仆，以致成圣。
That we be the slave of righteousness unto righteousness, so that we can be saved.
一个是不给神。
And the other is that to withhold it from the Lord.
就是给不洁不义的做奴仆。
And to be slave to disobedience and sin and to unrighteousness.
一直不法。
And that we are going to submit ourselves to lawlessness.
好，我们再跳到罗马书第八章，我们快结束了，快到第十章啊。
And we're going to jump into chapter 8 of the book of Romans. We're about to the end. We're almost in the chapter 10.
第八章第七到八节。
Chapter 8, verse 7 to 8.
原来体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇。因为不服神的律法也是不能服，那些嘱咐的神性。大家在这里讲到说我们的身体，
so、
我们这个人
，so it is talking about our flesh。
当我们体贴我们自己肉体想要做的事情的时候，我们是与神为仇。
So when we're trying to like comply to our own body, we're actually enemies of God。
我们不服神的话，
we're not obedient to the word of God.
我们也没办法服。
And there is no way that we can obey to him.
这样的人生并不能得神的喜悦。
And these kinds of lives are not pleasing to the Lord.
我们来到第十章。
So let's go to chapter 10.
看第二跟第三节，刚刚我们讲的。
And take a look at verse 2 and 3.
我可以证明他们向神是有热心，但不是按着真知识，因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意了。
For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God, and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness.
也就是说，有人对神是有热心的。
So this is to say that some people are actually zealous for the Lord.
但是他不按着真知识神的话。
But this zeal is not according to the true knowledge, which is the word of God.
他一方面是不知道神的标准是什么。
On the one hand, he is ignorant of the standard of God.
一方面他想要按自己的标准来过基督徒的生活。
On the other hand, he wants to live a Christian life according to his own standard.
就算他知道神的话说什么，他也不服。
So even though he probably he knows the word of God, he would not submit to it.
我们要问我们的内心里头，我们到底服还是不服
？So we have to ask our heart: Are we obedient or are we not?
就这样子，我们来到第十章第八节。
So here, let's continue to verse 8.
他说这道离你不远，这在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。第九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved.
你读圣经呢，你要知道说这里讲的就是口里承认，心里相信。
So when you're reading the Bible, you have to understand that it says like to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart.
第十节，人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救的意思，不是说你口不讲，心里相信的话可以称义；你口讲了，心里不相信的话，你得救但不称义，而不是这个意思啊。
In verse 10, it is saying that.For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. It is not to say that if you believe in your heart but you don't say it, then you are justified but not saved. And it is not saying that if you confess with your mouth but don't believe in your heart, you are saved but not justified.
这不是这个经文的意思，经文的意思是说，你的口、你的心要一致的相信、承认耶稣为主，就能得救。
This is not the meaning of the verse. The meaning of a verse is that you have to consistently, you have to be consistent between your mouth and your heart. You have to confess with your mouth and to believe in your heart that Jesus is the Lord. And in that case, you can be saved and justified.
然后11到13节又特继续说，经上说凡信他的必不知羞愧，因为犹太人跟希利尼人众人共有一位主，他也厚待一切求靠他的人，因为凡求靠主名的就必得救。
Verse 11 to verse 13. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing the riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
啊，如果你前面都听不懂，这接下来这句话要听了啊。如果前面睡着的话，醒来要听下一句话，什么叫做得救？
So even if you cannot really follow anything before what I have said, and even though you have fallen asleep or, you know, taking a nap until now, this one you should not miss. And I'm going to talk about how you can be saved.
什么叫做得救？
What is the meaning of being saved?
得救就是认识到自己的罪。
To be saved is to know your sin.
自己的罪不是只是打人的罪、骂人的罪、欺骗人的罪、说谎的罪。
So, being a sinner is just like you strike someone, you hit someone, you scold someone, you deceive someone.
认罪不是认那些的罪。
And to confess your sin is not to confess those wrongdoings.
认罪乃是因为那些的罪而让我们看见我们根本我们不以神为神。
To confess your sin is through these sins, you can see that we fundamentally don't acknowledge God as God.
因为我生活中的这些罪，我认识的一点，我这个人根本不把神当神，不把神该得的荣耀归给他。
Because of the sins in our life, because of these things in our life, we have to come to realization that in our lives, we don't regard God as God. We don't give glory to God.
因为我的身体，我的肢体不是服在神之下，乃是服在自己的情欲之下，乃是服在自己的喜好之下。
Because the members of my body are not submitting under God, but submitting under our own lust and our own sinful desires.
因此我的口要说你是主。
So that's why our mouth has to confess that you are God.
我的主人不是我自己想要什么就做什么。
And my 的主人。My Lord doesn't, myself doesn't acknowledge everything to know that you're God.
我不是按着我自己学的什么好就做什么。
I don't do everything according to my own preference.
唯有你是主。
Only you are God.
你配得荣耀。
And you are worthy of the glory.
你配得我的敬拜。
And you are worthy of my worship.
我不再自以为聪明。
And I'm not going to be self-conceited.
我要寻求神的荣耀。
But I'm going to pursue your glory.
我要以神为神。
And I'm going to regard you as God.
当我们以神为神的时候，
When we honor God as God,
我们来看，以后我们会看的那段经文，就是说，罗马书第十二章一节。
And we're going to take a look at Romans chapter 12, verse
1. 那就连接到这里说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上给神，不是让自己 的情欲来主管我们的身体。单着活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，神所喜悦的。当我们不服神的时候，我们不能讨神喜悦；当我们愿意服在神之下的时候，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉是理所当然的，如此的侍奉不是高人一等，而如此的侍奉不是比所有的基督徒更好一点，如此的侍奉，如此的敬拜是本当如此，理所当然。我们本当就当以神为神，不要效法这个世界。我们的心意需要更新和变化，让我们能够明白神的旨意，以身来跟随他。当我们呼求神的时候，我们口里承认他是主，他是我们生命的主，他不是只是来救我们的罪，因为他要救我们的罪，我们的罪既是不以神为神的话，他要救我们的罪的话，我们就应该要怎么被救出来之后怎么样？因为我们罪的根本问题是不以神为神，救出来之后是什么？以神为神啊！如果我们还是不以神为神的话，我们还是在罪里头。我们基本上告诉耶稣啊，说请你解决我所有这些让人讨厌的问题，但是我内心里头不以你为我的神，这个问题你不用解决，我也不希望以你为神，这我到我最后一分钟我才把我的一生交给你，现在我不为你而活啊。这样子的一个拯救不是罗马书讲的救恩，你仔细看的话，不是只是嘴里说说，心里也必须要承认，而且承认他是我的主，我的这个肢体应该是献给义做奴仆啊。有多少句？对不起，完全忘了你。
Okay, so I'll summarize with the word of Paul. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. And do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. That perfectly summarizes what Pastor has just said.
那是不是我们要十全十美之后才能得救呢？
Are we to be saved only after we are perfected?
必须完全圣洁之后才能得救呢？
That we are perfectly pure?
不是。
Not so.
我今天没有办法再看其他的经文，但是只要我们认识到我们的罪的根源是什么。
Because of a limitation of a time, there is no way that I can cover more verses, but as long as we understand the fundamental issue of a sin.
我们认识到我们根本就是一个不把神当神的人。
And we have to know that we are not a person who acknowledge God as God.
但是我们又没有办法自救。
However, we are not able to save ourselves.
我们求神来拯救我这个在罪中的人，这个不以神为神的人，我厌恶这个不以神为神的这个人生。求主你救我，让我能够以你为我的生命的主。
So we are calling upon the name of the Lord and calling on him to ask him to save us from our current body, which don't honor him as God, and so that he will save us and we will be able to honor him as God.
只要我们愿意这样子的去相信他，向他呼求，就必得救。
As long as we're willing to call on him, we'll be saved.
这是不是你的心意？
Is this your will as well?
不管你以前是不是受过洗礼，做过祷告，这是不是你现在的一颗心意？
Whether or not you've prayed the sinner's prayer, or whether or not you have been baptized, is this the will of you now?
不再用自己讲说一大堆的借口让自己过自己想要过的生活，而是我愿意不再有借口， 只是也许我会软弱，我会挣扎，但是我心里面真的是愿意承认，我原来是不以神为神的。
You are going to just ditch. You are going to forsake all of your excuses and to acknowledge that. I have to acknowledge you as my God.
让我陷在这个深渊当中的这个罪的深渊里头，就是一个不以神为神的这个罪。
And I'm in this pit of my sin to not honor God as God.
我今天来到神面前，就跟神说：“神啊，赦免我这一个不把你当成神、当神，不以你为我生命主的这个罪。”
And to cry out to God and to acknowledge my sin that God, I have sinned against you because I don't honor you as God.
我要把我一生献给你。
I'm going to offer myself, my entire life to you.
当然，我里头会有很多的这个恐惧。
There are a lot of fear in my heart.
但是我有这个愿意的心。
But I have this willing heart.
虽然我不知道这意味着什么，
even though I don't really know what it means.
但是我愿意让你成为我手脚、我一生、整个身体、整个思想的主。
But I'm willing to accept you as my Lord, the Lord of my feet, the Lord of my hand, the Lord of all members of my body.
因为我厌恶那让我脱离神、不寻求神的那一个生活跟人生。
Because I hate such a life that don't honor God as God.
只要你愿意，你向神做个祷告，神就能救你。
If you're willing and if you pray to God in this manner, and God is going to save you.
你只要向神来呼求，口里承认，心里相信。
If you cry out to God and confess in your mouth and believe in your heart,
神就会从今天开始让你身边一切的事情都效力，叫你成为一个爱主的人。
And God is going to use all the circumstances from now on, so that you will be a person who loves God more.
这就是罗马书第八章说的，他叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得到那个益处。
This is what Romans chapter 8 says. God works everything in your around you, so that whoever believes in Him will be benefited.
以前的益处是你要的益处，而今天的益处是神在你身上要的益处。
Beforehand, it was the good that you were asking for, and now this is the good that God is going to bestow you.
如果你愿意的话，我们在神面前有这样的一个祷告的话，今天就是一个新的一天。
So if you're willing, and then we're willing to pray to the Lord today, this is going to be a new day for us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到你跟前，我们恳求主你来光照我们的生命。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and pray that your light shine on our lives.
在我们当中有许多还没有认识你的。
There are many who are not yet your children, who are not yet believing in you among us.
也有在我们当中有许多已经在教会很长一段时间。
And many of us have been coming to the church for a very long time.
甚至我们也自称为基督徒。
And even us, even we say that ourselves are Christians.
甚至我们也成了教会的会员。
And even we are members of this church.
我们也在团契，在教会里面有参与服事。
And we're serving in fellowship and in the church.
但是我们从来就没有真心愿意把自己完全交给你。
But never before have we fully submit ourselves to you.
我们从来就没有看清原来我们的罪的根源就是不把你当神。
And we never see that the root cause for our sin is not to acknowledge you as God.
我们也在我们所谓的基督徒的人生里头，我们也一直在躲避要把神当神成为我们生命的主的一个话题。
And we are in our Christian life, we're always evading this topic to acknowledge God as God.
我们仍然爱着以自己为主的人生。
And we still love the life, which is centered around ourselves.
我们需要来到你面前， 求求你来赦免。
We have to come before you to ask for forgiveness.
拯救我们脱离那自我中心的人生。
And to save us from the self-centered life.
从今以后，我愿意以你为我的主。
And from now on, I acknowledge you as my Lord.
我生命的主。
The Lord of my life.
我婚姻的主。
The Lord of my marriage.
我事业的主。
The Lord of my career.
我在娱乐当中，在度假当中的主。
The Lord of my entertainment in my vacation.
我生命里头，我生活里头，我的每一个肢体，没有一个部分不属于你的。
There is not a single member of myself that not belong to you.
愿你成为我的救主。
And may you be my savior.
救我脱离那不以你为神的那一个罪。
And to save me from the sin that doesn't acknowledge you as God.
让我一生来跟随你。
And that my whole life will pursue you, will follow you.
愿你成为我生命的主。
And may you be the Lord of my life.
感谢你祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.